Thank you. So we are going to transition a little bit and talk about money. So this report, Finding Common Ground, is joint work done with my colleague, Susanna Dennis, who couldn't be here. She just got a beautiful baby girl, so she's out on maternity leave. So we start with this question: how much funding is needed to achieve the universal access to reproductive health, including family planning and maternal health? This is a tough question to answer. So based on this, we look at some of the cost estimates that are used currently, because we know that a clear sense of the financial requirements are very important for policy advocacy and planning to meet unmet need for family planning. So in recent years, advocates and policymakers have cited 13 different estimates of funding needs to improve reproductive health and maternal health. But there are three particular ones that are mostly cited, which are the Guttmacher Institute and the UNFP setting it up, the ICPD update by the UNFPA, and then there's the Task Force on Innovative International Finance for Health Systems Normative Approach by the World Bank. So what is the problem? The problem, as I mentioned, is that there are three different estimates, and there may be lack of understanding of the different estimates. And this one may lead to fragmented advocacy and weak financial prioritization of reproductive health. This may in turn hinder global achievement of universal access to reproductive health and make it more difficult to measure long-term progress. So what is the purpose of this report? The purpose is, we look at three different purposes, is to help advocates and policymakers better understand the reproductive health cost estimates currently in circulation, to build their confidence in using the estimates that reflect the specific needs they need to address, and also to promote more consistent use of the same estimates for the same purposes, particularly in advocacy with policymakers, including donors. So we aim to accomplish this by analyzing and comparing the three most frequently used estimates and presenting a range of cost estimates. So what is the methodology of the report? We notice that every cost estimate is made up of a series of what we are calling the building blocks, or methodology or assumptions that make up a cost estimate. We use these building blocks as a framework for analysis of the cost estimates that we examine. And we also include recommendations to make future estimates user-friendly for non-technical audiences who may be doing the actual advocacy. So our analysis reveals that as originally presented, the three mostly cited cost estimates are not directly comparable. They rely, for instance, on different methodology and assumptions. For example, the number of countries included. They have differences in the intervention of the users included in the costing. For instance, reproductive health interventions. Others use the maternal health and family planning. Others include, for example, reproductive health cancers. And also some do not reflect like the number of women and couples using traditional methods for family planning. They also differ in the ways that the findings are presented. For instance, whether they are the total cost or which includes the current users, whether these costs are additional or they are just meeting the unmet demand for family planning and reproductive health, and how if these are direct costs, which are service and supply costs, presented separately for health systems and program costs, or whether they are in single year or they are for several years. So to make this one comparable, we do some standardization to make them roughly comparable. So we focus on the building blocks that I mentioned to ensure that each cost estimate includes the current, additional, and total funding required. We to make sure that it integrates the overhead or the program costs, as they are normally referred to, with the direct, which are the service and supply costs, and then they include the present number for a given year. So estimates that present the single year or integrated numbers are the most ones that are adaptable and easy to message for non-technical audiences. So we deal with presentation issues by, for example, users costed or number of countries, or countries, and only to allow rough comparison. So let's look at the range of estimates based on our analysis. We, after making the standardization, we find that the estimate cost for reproductive, maternal, and newborn vary more widely, ranging from 15.2 billion to 23.7 billion annually, with a convergence between adding it up and the ICPD update around 23 billion. ICPD update is the only estimate to include reproductive health. Other two exclusively on maternal health. Then the cost for family planning, the estimated cost for international family planning ranges from 6.7 billion to 7.7 billion annually. The striking feature is that there's a narrower range and convergence of adding it up and the ICPD update around 6.7 billion US dollars annually. Likely because both of the estimates use the same costing tool and various assumptions lead to complementary estimates. So I've been looked at the range of estimates, then we kind of interested to look at the donor funding gap for family planning, assuming the total funding need is 6.7 billion. The donor share of that is a third of the 6.7 billion, which is 2.2 billion. So UNFPA estimates that the actual donor funding for family planning in 2008 was 404 million. So less than 18% of the estimated funding needed, leading to a gap of 1.8 billion US dollars. The funding gap for maternal and reproductive health in 2008 is 6.5 billion. And the gap is 8.3 billion. So if for those who are interested in the technical analysis of this, you may find it in the full report, which is included in the thumb drive that I handed out. So as a way of conclusion, we analyzed the most active cost estimates for reproductive health, focusing on the most commonly cited in the SRH community. We standardized the estimates to identify a range for family planning and reproductive health. And we identified the building blocks of cost estimates with recommendations to make for future estimates that are user-friendly for non-technical audiences. And in particular, we find that the differences in presentation can either help or hinder efforts to use the numbers for advocacy purposes, with single year integrated numbers being the most adaptable for easy messaging. So we would encourage specialists to develop cost estimates spanning for range of years, type of cost, and also to publish single year integrated summaries. And I want to note that this doesn't mean these are substitutes for country level estimates. There's so much merit in developing country level estimates. One of the thing I didn't mention in the methodology is that the different methodologies, some of them do a bottom up, whereby they look at the global cost and kind of disaggregate the cost per country. The others which look at the cost per country and maybe use average user cost and multiply by a regional number. So we are not saying these are substitutes for country level estimates, which are very useful for also purposes of advocacy. So thank you very much, and